precise of the area of the probe intervention,
now we have to think
where treated cannot be realized. The
matter
of the head, the top. Omar Ahmed, so it was mentioned. The probe intervention cannot be realized. The question is the size of it. So what does it mean? Show me shit points. Be out.
Alright. So the Ramban said in so many words that justice is
not. Rimato at Kamo. That is Rimato. Rimato up to where the main shit can be shared. So, Omar Ad Nachman Rabue, Ad Kinesh Yas. Ad Kinesh Yas. Now, so Rashi says, Ad Bokim Shiyas, Sheyei Shom Sa, Shekeleri Bisaki, Mikeres Apnim, because the woman in the behavior has hair-like substance. I mean, that's called Vila. So that's typical of the woman. But the patient does not have the hair-like substance called Vila. So in other words, he can check the matter in the patient up to the point where it begins to have the hair-like substance, the Vila. Any, Yomar Alavine, Yomar Lebe, Mishmei Rav, Tefa, the patient, Somoch Mikeres, Zeu Keres Abdi. Tefar Bereshit. So the Rosh, the expression is Tefar Bereshit Somoch Mekeres. In other words, it means in the Bereshit itself, the bottom area of the Bereshit, Zehu Keres Artim. Mikve Keres. Because Al Kedai Torah, the Rosh Musah, Bisecha Bereshit. We will meet it. ועד עמרת, עד בוקים שיעסק ועד צבע רשת, אורי מוצא שוחת וחיבן, in other words, so we see that even in the רשת itself the bottom area, so there is the hair-like substance, the villa and that's part, that's the bottom part of the rshet. And so that means that he can share. So he can share even in the bottom part of the Beishet that has the Vilay in it. But you say that he can only share up to the point where it begins to have the Vilay. In other words, where it has the Vilay, he can share. But here it says that even the Beishet, the bottom part of the Beishet, you have the Vilay. And presumably, I mean, you can shech there because it's the bottom part of the Beishet. So, but that's not in line with the aloche of Rabbi Bar Avuye at Kedesh Yasya, that they can only shech in that part where there are no vilay, there are no hair-like substances. This is more discussion. So, because mikrokeres, because all the night laws of service of Beishet. ועד עמרת עד מוקים שיעשיה, דו עצי אבי אישת כולו מוצא שוכן, וכיוון לאבי אישתו, היכן מוצא שוכן? היכן מוצא שוכן? So how can he share? אימן. So אימן, אמי כי שוכה, וכי הרצת שוכן. So I mean, so it is that's already the keres. Hime tefa be keres somuch l'beishet zero keres apni. In other words, the upper part of the keres of the woman, just near the beishet, that is keres apni. So certainly, and that is the vilai. So there you cannot share. But the bottom part of the beishet, you can share, and you can share because it has no vilai. So it's considered as beishet. The boy says, "Ki komara bitune di misaya trei." So according to the first portion. So Rav doesn't say tefar b'veishet somach l'keres, zeu keres apni. But he says tefar b'keres somach l'veishet, zeu keres apni. But the second portion, that Rav really says tefar b'keres, tefar b'veishet somach l'keres, according to the second portion. So Rav really says tefar b'keres. Now, but if you say tefa b'veishet somach l'keres, so then, but Rabbi said that in the veishet there are no vilai, and here it says tefa b'veishet somach l'keres, zeu keres apnimi. The answer is in the sheir. Why? In the sheir, so in the bottom, the bottom tefa. In the bottom tefa. Of the veishet, so he already begins to have hair-like things, the vilai. So meila al pidin it's considered, and this is typical of the woman. So that means that by other behemoths, other than sheir. So where the bottom part of the veishet does not have these hair-like substances, somehow it's considered as veishet. Because the hilai, the vilai are typical of the woman, so of the keres. So mainly behemoths other than the shea. So even the bottom tefach of the veishet does not have these hair-like substances. So mainly it's considered as a veishet. So the whole veishet is a veishet. So the bottom tefach of the veishet itself, of the esophagus, has the hair-like substance. So mele, and the hair-like substance is a characteristic of the woman. So mele, even the bottom tefach of the veishet is al kudin considered, insofar as it's concerned. It's considered like as. So mele cannot be actually.
Not allowed.
Right. Kiko Marav Teva Beveshet Mitra Keres, Mitra Vivit Masot Ho, Shasal, Beveshet Teva. And Leila became Shrite, Habe Beveshet and became Asaf. So, in other words, that's the criterion whereby we determine whether Al-Bedin it is to be treated like a Keres or like a Beveshet. If it is, the moment you see the vilai, the hair-like substance, so then it means that al-pidin is considered as a keres. But if you don't see the vilai, the hair-like substance, so it's still considered as a veishet. Now, the taste is, if it is a siyatu, it is a salva, it's good. Take the way of mine. The Pirsha and Yitzhak and Abriya Albert's going to the way of the baby. The Kamer Yer, the Kolchad Echad, and the Amrashu Roy. The Baal of the Eres before Esh, Kini, Tvisa Siyad, Kini Noka, Inesh Mishtei Yitzhak. So there's a big difference between Rashi's Pshah, who says, Rashi's Pshah, or Rabbi Yitzhak and Abriya, the Bom. So there it means the size of Albert's going. Does not mean the size of Yah of Kriyat Kois for Aris, but it means what one could hold with this way, that's much less. And some Mashiach say, That thing that says culture, but it doesn't mean culture. Some people say it's the size of one X. Culture in a Chinatown, culture is equal to the Tesla one. A fraction of an etzba would be kosher. So some Rishonim say that it means the size of an etzba. While one of the rulers of Torah says, "Yes, yad, one that finishes, we share vision, we're in the middle of the world." Yes, it's really, I can call it out, I'll tell us, it's just yad. She really wanted it, we do it. Dein Arbeit, wo is, wo som no ka, ki bit visa. So we see there, we say Arbeit, wo is, and also the expression Tvisa is used. But there, it's mentioned the expression Tvisa Stam is used. Aber hoche gede Tvisa Siyat Bo. The Mashmah gede Shem Yuchal Vitev Mishlei Tvoyez. But for the culture. So what is the culture? There's the size of one atom. Not the size of two Tvoyez, but what one could contain, could hold, in two Etzboids. So in two Etzboids, he could hold something that has the size of one Etzboid. All right. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Tovet, Aveshet, Shemitah. We went over the Gemara when we learned from the Shemitah, so I don't think it, but now, go over the Gemara again. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Tovet, Aveshet, Shemitah, Tulei, Melechi, Koshim. Melechi Koshim. We tame tune that means the lower jaw, not the upper jaw. We tame tune mitar lechi atarachte kosh. So he mentions a raya. So he means so it's a raya that the Mishnah says in certain fish mit lechi kosher that even the lower jaw was removed. So it's still kosher. Now so it's a raya. That when the Torah Tzavayishet, now the Torah Tzavayishet is attached to the lower jaw. The lower jaw. So Melee in the neck. So Melee, it's a raya, the Torah Tzavayishet, you need to have a cool and you like any discussion. Maske for a fokke, for Ike Ikosim. For Ike Ikosim. So, according to Rashi, now we have a basic machlekes between Rashi and most Rishayim. Because most Rishayim, I mean, agree with the Baha'i. There might be certain variations in the Shittah, but they agree with the basic Shittah of the Baha'i, in contrast to the Shittah of Rashi. Because according to Rashi, Iko means Sheikhet B'Sakim Pop. According to the Baha'i, so Sheikhet B'Sakim Pop, that's no Shittah altogether. We don't have to resort to halacha of Iku. So, what is Iku? Iku, according to the Hag and most Rishayim, it was detached in the simoni, were torn away, and came chibur. That's it. So, that's Iku. So, according to Rashi, that Iku, that is one of the five psalm in the Aloha Lameshim Sinai, means Sheikha Misakim Pogum. So the Mele, Iku Simonim here does not coincide with Iku, that is one of the five psalm. Hakome Sheikh, Lot et Ruse, Iku. No, Iku here, according to Rashi, Iku Simonim does not have reference to one of the five psalm of Shemitah. But Iko Simoni here means a certain psul of treif, the number of treifes. So there is one kind of treife. Iko Simoni, if the Simoni were torn away in Kip Chibur, were detached, Nishmat in Kip Chibur, were detached from Kip Chibur. So that's treif. So it doesn't mean, according to Bahag, so not a shame. Mask Lachon Biki Gesemoni means, it means, so Iko Simoni, especially Gesemoni, has reference to the psul of the, one of the five psulim of Shri. So whatever it is, but all agree, Rashi, the Bahad, all the Shem, that if the Simoni were detached, then came on, or Nishma came on, so then, it's possible. Whether it's possible because of Reika or it's possible because the Shriki is no Shriki. But it's possible. So Mele, if Tumas HaMeishel is Lital Kulim Lechim, so that means that this money are detection can happen. So how can it be moved? So it's possible. Rapope Kashim asks. Alright, Rapope asks again Shmuel. How can Shmuel say Tumas HaMeishel to Kulim Lechim? Alright, so what is he disposed to say? That he's disposed to assume that Tumas HaMeishel to Kulim Lechim is possible because that's Tikkos money. But it's a Mishnah Mifuresh is Nitlech HaTach. Now if it's Nitlech HaTach, then the whole law of Job was taken away. So Mimele, so certainly the Simoni are torn away from the King Chibur. So what will Rapope say? So the two with two, Rapope Kasher is Nitlech Atachte Kosher. But the Mishnah says Nitlech Atachte Kosher. So we see from the Mishnah, the Tumas HaMeishel should be performed in the Mishnah. So Bishlel must be Sprav Kofi Loika. Hod Ike Al-Gure, Hod Ike Migume, Hod Ike Migume. So according to most of the Shaykh, perhaps all the Shaykh, except I'm only calling the Rambam, that is Om Shah. So the pshat is hod yikya likure, hod yikya migume, hod yikya likure, hod yikya migume means that, in other words, when does Rav Popper say that nital, Tumas HaMeishel, shel nital kulei milechim, is kosher, So that is, and when we say that Nitlech HaTachte, according to Rav Popper, so where does the Mishnah say Nitlech HaTachte is kosher? So that is the Yige Migume. In other words, the Lechi, so the Lechi was carved out from the Simon. In other words, that the Lechi was removed, was torn away from the Simonim and the Bosor that is on the Simonim. That's Yigo Migum. In other words, carved out. The literal meaning of Yigo Migum means carved out. So when does the Mishnah say, according to Rapport, so when does the Mishnah say, Nite Lechi Atachti Kosher, when that the simoni remain attached. The boso remains attached to the simoni. But the lechi was torn away from the simoni and the boso. So then, it's the lechi atachti kosher. Masheike. When is Iker Simoni, which is possible, Iker Simoni means that when the Beishet, when the Tumas HaMeishel was torn away from the Lechi and the Bosor. So the Beishet does not have the Bosor attached. So in other words, when we say that Nital, Lechi Atachti Kosher, that means if the Bosor remains attached to the Beishet. Then it's kosher. Masha'in came, the Simoni becomes detached, not only from the Lech, but also from the Bosor that usually is attached to the Simoni. Then it's kosher. So that is Rapop himself. But Shmuel says, Tumas HaMeishel shenital kulim lechi kosher. So what does it mean? It means that even if it was torn away with the bosom, so the bosom did not remain attached to the Simoni. So it's also kosher. So then the kasha is, so kasha was still to the kosher. How do you keep it? Because when Mishnah Kaveshi have been shena, we now have him moving up was a rambam. So then it's possible, then it's equal. So it's equal, so it's possible according to Rashi because of the faith, according to the Mahat because of the pursuing of Shrit. What do you give? And where does the Mishnah say, Nita lechatach, because of the Yigim and Gumer Yosemon? She nikmam halach, it was carved out. Halachim na boso, she mutu asimon and bin halachim. To have ego, shasimon and bin halachim. Miu, because of the main attached to the boso. Elvish will cash it, but I'm not the day he gets the money, come out to it, it's a big the mashma, shavation, and batting it down. We need slash me that boss. We need slash me that boss. So that means the boss is not attached, does not remain attached to the nation. Even then it's kosher. So if the boss does not remain attached to the nation, then it should be equal. Then it's so tomorrow now this is the Gersa. Loitei me kulei Eloi me hu so Shmuel says to the servants she nital tzule milech is kosher, which means that it was detached. Not only that not only was the lechi detached. Not only was the transformation detached from the lechi, but it was detached from the bosom also. So it's only if the whole of the Torah salvation was detached from the lechi. And the mute remained. Mashiach came, it completely became detached from the lechi and the bosom. So then it's possible. Then it's possible. What so? Equal. So again, according to Rashi, so it's treife, and according to Bahak, so it's the soul of Shri. We can pull Elaimavu. We all my rabbi of Achone of Ashmuel, Simonim Shedmital, the Lord of Rupo, treife. Simonim Shedmital, the Lord of Rupo, it's grave. So how can you say, how can Shmuel say that Torah Zaveset Shemitah Rube Milechi is kosher only when it is Nital Kule? So then it is, and I mean Nital Kule from the Bosom also. So then it is possible. But if it's Nital Rube, it's kosher. But Shmuel himself says, Simon Shetal Rube Rubo, not Kule. So it's also Haifa. Omer Rav Sheishe Brein Ababide, Adi Yikvali Kule, Hoso Miho, Hoso Ndi Afeke Maike. So the Yikvali Kule, so that means, by Yikvali Kule, it's kosher. When the Shmuel say the Torah Tzaveisa should be dealt with it, so it's kosher, it's equally right. And when we say dealt with the Rubo, it's like where it's Afrika, Afrika. It's according to some, so the Rambam explains it just the other way, that Afrika put it's kosher and equally put it's kosher. All right, but that we haven't reserved. So, but all the other machine, so they say, so it's kosher, and if I can put it, it's possible. What is it for the that it's kosher? To the Sabbath, it's a little rube, Milechi is kosher. She need to have me a gosa, we do need to have me. We do need to have me. If I can when we say, down to the rube, it's like, Gidov, I make a bekeach, she make a kamia, kamia, and rube. They seem to have a Huber and a Huber and Yaha. You can have a lot of money. It all depends. It all depends. In other words, if the wolf remains attached, so then it doesn't make any difference. So it's always kosher. But if the wolf is detached, a mute remains attached, so it all depends. In what way? The mute remains attached. If, let's say, the rope that became detached in one place, so the mute that was not detached, so remained attached in its natural way, in one place. There is no, break in the attachment. Masha'inke, if let's say there is a let's say it will be detached here and then torn here and then here it remains attached. Then again it's detached, torn away here, and then it remains attached here. Then again it's detached here. So then it is false. Then it is straight. Then it is. All right.
So should be true of the Rabbono.
That's what I said. Nowadays, wo ich kenne ich das immer. Die Pirusha Kuntres, die Pelkane, die Vicho Simoni, Habe Treife, Tei, die Heere, Pschitter mit Habe Treife, auch Kocho, in den Nitrim, wo die Tore zerweiche, die Necke, die Arme, Gmoi, die Weiche, die Arzme. Na, ui, hätte mach Leike, wie du in Rabin Schmuel. Tore zerweiche, so, wie kann man in Necke, Asses. So Rabo me be maashu Shmuel of the Rup. So Shmuel himself, who is the Lord of the Shmaitse of Tore Zavishen Kepon Shmuel? And Shmuel himself says there that the Tore Zavishe so in Ekev Mashu does pass but only the Rup. So that means that according to Shmuel Tore Zavishe is not analogous to Reishe at all. So in the morning, according to Rashi, he says that Iko Simon, have a drink, not the Iko that is one of the Psalm of Shul, not Reve Psalm of Shul, Rabun Sakepon. So that's not a Iko, but Iko Simon means that's Reve. So they have Shul in the drink. Especially if we say like the other checking, the Iko, the Psalm of Shul, doesn't mean Sakepon. It means Iko Simon. So that's Allah Lameshim Sinai. So we cannot ask, how do we know? But according to Rashi, the Iko that is in Psalm, that is Allah Lameshim Sinai, means Sakepon. And Iko Simon is not one of the five Psalm. So Iko Simon is a trade. Like Nikvah Rei is a treife, so Iko Simonim is a treife. Now, so the question is, it's not among the Yitches Dobo. Something cannot be declared as treife if it's not included in the list of treife. But you can say, because Aveishet is among the is among the treifes. Because Aveishet is among the treifes. I mean, among the treifes. Or the categories of treifes, the conservation. So that is all right if Tore Zavishet is analogous to Veishet. But Shmuel himself certainly doesn't talk about there is an analogy between Tore Zavishet and Veishet. Voraye, Veishet Nikvosi Bimashu asserts, and Tore Zavishet doesn't ask Bimashu. So according to Rashi, the Tiko Simoni, because the money is not of the five souls. That's a treife. So Meire takes it a treife. It's not yet treifes. It's not in the Ches categories of treifes. So how can it be a treife? I say, they have shittily to have a treife. I'll go him and it will be those arrangements. Because according to Shmuel, it's unlike Veshet Atzme. Och Meire name, the little cooling share. Viriteime, Isvirle, Vivora, Mishnete, Sakat, Chavez, Shimon, Treife, Shimon, Treife, in other words, because by the Geres itself, so Nakuba, Sakat, Geres, Bimashu is not Treife, still Shmute, Sakat, Geres, is Treife. So in Meile, we can say that Tovetz Aveche, true, is a Treife, and even though it's not like Veshet itself, regarding Nikubo, but Shmuto, so justice, Shmuto is a Gageres, is straight. Even though Nikubas a Gageres is not straight. So Shmutas, Turitz Aveche, is straight. Even though Nikubas, Turitz Aveche, according to Shmuel, is not straight. So he says, Zeru Dechago. Because we don't find Shmutas a Gageres, we have a Mishnah before Eshes. But Shmutas Tumetz Aveche, we don't have it
right.
Hey, Kavishane, Beruvo Yicheo, Avad Bi, Yisukas Akageres, Knal Beruvo Yitreiva. So we see that there is no analogy between Tumetz Aveche and Gageres. So Mele, I think he says, according to Rashi, it's different. Yupeirush Allah has different. Paul Shaf, for Yiki, not just a moment. So because that's one of the five suits. So he my So why does the Gemara direct its kashas only against Shmuel? So there is a kashe against Rabbi Baron itself. I mean, if it is according to Halacha, so when the simen is torn away, so it's not reiv mechay, but the shchita is no shchita. Even if the whole semen, not only Rubain was stolen, but the whole semen was stolen by Milkei. So it's not Reven Chai. But only the Shrite is not the Shrite. Certainly, when Rob was stolen away, so it's certainly Ksheiron Chai. And Rabbi Bachone says, Simon is not the Rubain Treve. So it's a cash against Rabbi Bachone. Why did Gemore direct its cash against Shmuel? Let it be more that according to Halachas Deila, so that's impossible. That when he's simen, the whole simen is attached. So it's not reiven. But the whole simen is attached, so then the shrit is not shrit. So how can Rabbi Bachone say that even when rob of the simen is detached, so it's already attached? Why does it not have ומי הוא קושי לפרוש דבר הדין הזה, מהי פורל ואומר, אבא ואחרון יש סימון שדבר דבר 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 אקשן, תקשר אגב ואחרון יגוב, נתחיל לעמו אחר, אם כי מה הוא ניתן לכאן לא הרבה דברים שיש לי במהל? נא, ומי הוא, לא כי נשים מגובדת, נסבור עם דיגנס, מי קורא, לא יקש, הוד אין כי הרבה קורא, הוד אין דול 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 Now, there are two other Gisoyes in that Gemara. In that Gemara. So in other words, up to Elohim and Rubei, so it's the same verse. No response. So in other words, all Kashi must be like that. 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 And you see more. Elohim will Kashi. Like in the Kul, Elohim and Rubei. So that up to here, so it's the same. In other words. Then there is another case. ואום הרבה ברחוני אומר שמואל, סימונים שנדלתו לברו בו, תחייבה, אומר רב שישי של מתרבידה, הו, דהיקטו יתקורא, הו דה אפריקה פרו. זה זה גיוסף, איזה סליט. Now, the Shimon Kopetz says, those are Menschen, certain lives, that the Bach Menschen, that was right after the Lehman, we have the pain. So, one much well, told the Menschen for the pain. So the Bach has the girl said, Hodik, 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 Hodik. There's the other girl said, the Texas also mentioned. But so far, Texas mentions not Hodik, 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 but Hodik, 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 But I'll do that. Bioma, other than Hanama Shuel, someone should tell you the wooden play bed. So for the African, for the Nikola, for the African.
So how come the Nalets?
Umi was falling the gas in the car. So he's falling the gas in the car, Bioma Shuel. Tobe Tabeshe, Behube. Tobe Tabeshe, Behube. So how can you say? What did you want to say? The Gemara said, Shmuel said, Thomas Abish is not Milachim is kosher, so he doesn't mean Talmud Milachim, but Talmud Ruben. That was Mosdak. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Vioma, Shmuel, Thomas Abish is not Ruben, so say, how can he say that Thomas Abish is not Talmud Ruben Milachim is kosher? Shmuel himself says, Thomas Abish is not Behubei is Moser. So the answers, Loi Kashi. Hodi Kevan Kube, Hodi Al Balgala. When the Shmuel say, Tobe Tzavetshe, Behubei is Moser, if there is an Eke, Behubei. If it is separate, so then it's Moser. And when the Shmuel say, that Tobe Tzavetshe, Shemita Behubei, Melech Hikosher, Well, it's not Minukeh Behubeh, but there is no Nekeh, but it just detached Behubeh from its source, where it's detached. Body Minukeh Behubeh, so then Tobet Aveshet Behubeh is possible. Body Minukeh Behubeh, so it's possible. Body Almadur, where it's Nishmat, where it's detached. So it's good. So then Shmuel, Shmuel says, Tobet Aveshet Shelita Ruben Lachim is kosher. So then the Gemara has the Kashi, V'Omar Rabbe Vachone, Omar Shmuel, Simonim Shelitalgulu V'Rubon, So he uses the expression Nidalgulu, not Shelitu, but Nidalgulu. So that means even when it's Nishmat, it's Reife. So how can you say that Shmuel says, Tobet Aveshet Shelita Ruben is kosher? How is it there is? Because he will explore all the Africa. The same thing. Alright. The news went past the door of the Kashi. What he can prove or that will do it. Yes, I'm not. She will be a max. She can do it. So, the Rabbi Bachon, the Haim, the Africa, we can pray. So that was what was the discussion against the Alochadeles. And Alochadeles doesn't mean just Alochadeles. All the Mishaynim, who are healing, and Rashi Shite, that the Psul of Iko means something important. So the Alochadeles means all the Mishaynim, practically all the Mishaynim, who say that Iko, that is a foolish written in Zitos Ebon. So this says, why does he more ask? Why Maral Bachone? So this is why he should talk to the woman with Reife. So let him ask instead of asking against Shmuel. So let him ask against Rabbi Bachone on Shmuel. Because Rabbi Bachone on Shmuel appears to be inconsistent with the whole halacha of Ikos Simoni, which is not Reife Mechai, and which is only the Shrita is no Shrita. The Shrita is no Shrita. And here is, so how can Rabbi Bachone say that Simonim Shemidalku Beruba is Treife Mechad? That was the Kasha against Alochadeles. But now, according to this year, say, so it's no Kasha, because the Maksha, who is, we Omar Rabbi Bachone, Omar Shmuel, Simon Shdalto, Ruben Treife, he also knew that there is such a distinction between a mute that is between the a mute that remains attached in one place and the mute that is remains attached broken up in different places. He also knew of the distinction. But the Teretz of Nimoy was Hodi Hodi Kibule Hodi Dalmatule. So in other words, when the Shmuel say that Tumetz HaMeishet Merube is kosher, that he can be kosher. And when the Shmuel say that it's kosher, was just Nishma. In other words, that's a Dalgali Dule. So Dalgali Dule, so it is kosher. But Shmuel himself uses the Roshni Dalgali. So he probably also means So he probably also means the same thing. So the Gemara says, even though Shmuel uses the same lotion of Nidaldo, but it doesn't mean Nidaldo in the sense of Nidpal Kule, as Shmuel in the memory of Rav Nachman of Shmuel. So there are two kinds of Nidaldo Lidule. There is Nidaldo Lidule of Nidpal Kule, where the rope became detached in one place, and the mute, and the substantial mute, remained detached in one place, and there is another Idalgali Dula, where the mute that remained detached is broken up in many places. There is no cash against Rav Barachone. We cannot ask against Rav Barachone's deed. There is nothing wrong with Rav Barachone's deed. True, there is a loch of Ikos Amoni. Three feet is in the high. But that Ikos Amoni, three feet is in the high. So is only when it's Akbar Akbar. And where is it? And when does Rav Barachone say that it is Rebbe B'chaim? When it is Africa Pugim, Bikeach. But according to Shmuel, since you say that Shmuel, when he says to Bizamish, Nahma Shmuel, to Bizamish, he means Dalin Nidure. So he uses the same Oshma as Rav Barachone. So he probably, so the Makshin assumed, since Rav Nachman of Hashem and Rav Barachone both use the dead lotion, idalgali dule, so Mimele just referenced the same case. So Tzigashi, Tzigmar says, no, there are two kinds of idalgali dule. You go back and forth, but look at Rav Barachone, also the system dies. So the hater of the Polish lady, you can show Marathi, Inik Shokalabah. Inik Shokalabah. So according to that Gersay, that Pshat, so something very strange you see here. So in other words, so Iko Simoni is not very good, but the Shrik is no Shrik. And what does Iko Simoni mean? Iko Simoni means if the whole Simon was the change. So it's not even high. Even the whole Simon was detached from its place, so it's not even a high. Even if the whole Simon was detached, not only if one of the Simon was detached, but if the whole Simon was detached, so it's not even a high. But the Shrita is no Shrita. But Simonim Shandalbah, even if the mute remains attached, but the mute that remains attached is broken up in several places. So then it is Rebbe B'chaim. So we can understand the distinction between a mute remaining attached in one place, and stronger, there is a stronger hold, is a stronger attachment, and the mute that is attached but is broken up. A little here, then attached, and a little here, detached, and a little attached, and a little detached, and a little attached. That we can understand. But that where it's completely detached, it should be better than the world is mutated, but woken up in different places. That is very strange. That is very strange.
So that is thought of.
So the Maram is the Nakash. Maram is the Nakash. So, in other words, so we have to say, I mean, according to that pshat, you see, this difficulty only applies to that pshat, he takes it. It doesn't apply to Rashi, because according to Rashi, so in other words, so there is no kashe, because in both cases it's like this. So where it is completely detached, not a mute remaining attached, so it's right there, and where a mute is attached, but the mute that is attached is broken up in different places, so it's also trained. But according to this pattern, tatesmas, if the whole is detached, so then it's not trained, and the whole is not held behind the train. But if a mute is attached, the mute that is attached is broken up in many places, then it's worse. Then it's worse. So how can we explain it? So it's not, of course it's right. But we can understand it. It's Maram's kasha. But we can understand it. You see, in other words, if the whole is detached, so that means something happened to the behemoth in the neck area, and that wrench with one stroke, it wrench, you know, the simoni became removed from their natural place. So mimele, so of course, so then mimele, if something happened as a result of which, so it was detached, so mimele shchiti cannot be realized. But if it is, because it's out such a terrible mark, mashiki, if, let's say, many strokes took place in the vein. In other words, if you had here, torn away here, and remaining attached, and then torn away here, and remaining attached, then torn away here, and remaining attached, and then torn away here, and remaining attached. So this did not take place. Then the ultimate result is, finally, so it remains. It affects the behemoth, the whole vitality of the behemoth. It affects much more than where the semen with one stroke is detached. So if the semen is detached with one stroke, sometimes, I don't know, maybe for a twist of the muscle, so I might result, you know, in tearing away, in the detachment of the whole semen from the mechibchim. That's all. But when a mute remains attached and it's broken up into many places, so it didn't take place as a result of one stroke, as a twist of the muscle or something else, but many strokes. So mainly the fact that affects the vitality of the behemoth. So in such a case it becomes like, that's what I have to say. Alright. Avol is void. The garse bosa, the omar shmuel, the ube roi kashe, ho di imke van kubod akva. Now this is the girse that the Bach mentions. You see why the Bach mentions this girse, not other girse? Because the Bach was also bothered, you see, by that kashe of the Maram. So he prefers this girse. So I mean, so this girse is the same like the previous girse, except that whereas the previous girse, so we say, Hodi imka fikube, ho adal ladule, so in this girse we say, Hodi imka fikube, ho de akplakule. I was on the house of Osama Bosch with the cash. What did you call it? I'm pulling Koshe. Him Koshe, the Pirush of Mechnami. For the Africa Fuke, she lifted us money with them in the air. He said, like, I'm not sure you did it. You can have a poor with it. So he's like, man, he poor, the Rabbah Honey, but what's the name of the Mechnami? teacher of the Allah Khorib Bufi, Mitreva, Mikasimon, Mechmishkat. Alright, now, alright, we'll leave it here. Now, I would like that you should go over the Rambams in connection to Mikasimon, even though I mentioned the Shinesa Rambam, but briefly, I mean, when we go into Rashite, so, but the Rambam discusses Sikh Simonim in Pirgim Mil Rashite, in Pirgim Mil Rashite, and in Pirgim Mil Rashite. Now I'll be here to do it. Yosef says, according to the Rambam, it all depends how the detachment was made. If he tore away, the simonim from the lower jaw, then it's also, then it's equal. The shrit is no shrit. But if he pulled away the lower jaw from the simonim, that's igamibum. Then it's kosher. I mean, the result is the same. I mean, why should it be a difference? As long as that result is a detachment between the lower jaw and the simonim, so what difference does it make how it's done? Whether it's done, you know, by detaching the lechi atachtin from the simonim, so then it's kosher. Or by detaching, by tearing away the simonim from the Lechatach. But this is what Bessi Yosef says. I mean, the Or HaShulchan says, I mean, it's, there's no explanation. Abba also says, Abba with Nikla Atachte, Ken Shenigma Matmiki Masimoni. The Lui Neko. So Shenigma Matmiki Masimoni means that he tore away the Lechatachte from the Simoni. The Lui Neko, that he tore away the Simoni from the Lechatach. So it's very strange. What did he do? What did he do? All right, now then the Bess Yosef in explaining Perik Tes. So of course in explaining the Rambam in Perik Gimel with Hashmita where he explains the deal of Iko as one of the psuri. So he says if the simon was nishma, what does it mean nishmat? If the simon was nishmat when came, if the simon was nishmat when came completely. So there, it's one of the psalm of Shrit. Not Reve, but the Shrit is no Shrit. But Mechayim, it's a good Shrit. Mechayim, it's a good Shrit. So I know Mechayim, it's kosher. It's not Reve. Alright, so that's in Perik. Then, when the Rambam says, in Perik Tes, in the Halacha of Allah, Simonim Shemitau Beruhubo, is Reve, so he says, Simonim Shinigal Ruhuba Treife, that's the Shinis Arach. If one Simon was detached from the other Simon, that's alright, I mean, nothing difficult in this. There's the Arach Pshati Nigal Ruhuba Nof. And Simonim Shinigal Ruhuba Treife, Bafu Shoi Machs. So then it's Treife, not the Psalm of Shrit. Vichenim Niskapu, Sharei Nomruy Mishrit. Shalom Ruim Shrit. Abo, what is it? What does Niskaplu mean? So Niskaplu means if, now the Rambam, the Chiva says that the simoni are held tight and mechuber through the krumim shebitzavo. So besides being mechuber to the lechi atachta, so also. Adjacent wise, they are held in their position. They are held in their position. Al de kumim shemitzavo. So when he says v'chein niskaplo, doesn't mean you see. V'chein niskaplo means that they were detached from their position, from the from the attached position of the tchum shemitzavo, so they were detached. So in other words, so if one simen was detached from the other simen, then it's treif and mechayim. That's the one shdal for the one treif. But then if they were miskaplu, so in other words, miskaplu means that they were torn away. Al yidei tchumim shemitzavo, al the tchumim shemitzavo from the chibur of the tchumim shemitzavo adjacent wise. So then it's also equal. So in other words, so equal. The halacha of ikur applies to two situations. One is if at the top, so the simonim were neka from the lechatachte, torn away from the lechatachte, or if adjacent wise, they were neka from the position of attachment. So it's also no shri. And then, but if one simen was detached from the other simen, then it's straight. So the Hashulchan says, how is it that where one simen was detached from the other simen, but it wasn't torn away from its position in the tzavo? So then it's straight. And where it was torn away from its position in the tzavo, no, it keeps on moving in the tzavo, you know, adjacent wise. It keeps on moving, then it's not treifa mechayim. But in the shrita is no shrita. Well, that's no kasha. Why should the, who says that that where it's torn away in its position in the tzavo, from its position in the tzavo, it's more serious, it should be more chomer than when it's detached. You know, one semen is detached from the other. Who says so? So that isn't it. But the main difficulty in the Bais Yosef Pshat is, because the Bais Yosef, I mean the Pshat of the Bais Yosef, the Pshat of Bais Yosef in the Ches HaLoch HaChogim, that it all depends how it was detached in Kim Chibur. If it all went, the Lechi, how the detachment between the Lechi HaTachte and the Simonim took place, if the detachment took place as a result of tearing away the lechi from the simonim, then it's kosher. But if the detachment between the lechi and the simonim took place as a result of tearing away the simonim from the lechi, then it's possible. Why should they? All right, that's the Bais Yosef. But seems to me, I mean, that the best pshat fits the Lashon HaRambam is the pshat given by the Or HaShulchan. The pshat, it's also on the basis of the Jewish HaRambam, that the simonim are kept in their position al the tchumim shebitzavo. So he says as follows. That according to the Rambam, now, when the Rambam says in Pirkei Ches, now, obviously, this has corresponded to the Teres of the Gemara. Must listen to Rapport Eloi Kashi, Hodiikari Kure Hodiigim. So, Miri Sumai. So, how do all the Rishayim explain it? Hodiikari Kure, if the Simoni was detached, was torn away from the Lechi and from the Bosom. And if the simonim with this, the bosor remaining attached to the simonim were torn away from the lechi. But the Rambam is not a pshat. So he says, when we say that is also a proper said when you give us one, that is if the simoni were completely detached from the if the two but salvation, you see, if the two The point is, you see, from the Jewish Rambam, the Jewish Rambam says that the simonim are not attached to the Rechet Achdi. The Tubetz Aveshet is attached to it. Well, that can be seen from the Gemara too, you see. Only the Tubetz Aveshet is attached to the Rechet Achdi, but not the simonim themselves. But in view of the fact that there is a hemshech between the Tubetz Aveshet and the Meshet, so the Mele, if the Tubetz Aveshet becomes detached, becomes torn away from the Lechi Atachte, so then the position of the simoni is a shaky position. So then the position of the veshet is shaky. If the Tubetz Aveshet, even though the veshet itself is never attached to the Lechi Atachte, but there is a hemshech between, there is a connection between the Tubetz Aveshet and the veshet, so the mele, and the kone is connected to the veshet, so the mele, that means that there is a connection between both simonim and the Tubetz Aveshet. So the mele, if the Tubetz Aveshet becomes detached from the Lechi Atachte, so the simonim becomes shaky. Now, if the simonim becomes shaky, so the mele, the shchita is not a good shchita. So first, the Ran himself says that the reason as to why eco puzzles is because it's difficult to share the simoni if the simoni was detached. Now the Ran doesn't mean that the halacha of Mishim Sinai is only declaratory of a certain mitzvah, because it's impossible to realize a good shchita simen if the simen is shaky, if the simon is shaky. Because if that had been the essence of the halacha of Iko, so then, even though, if suppose the veshet was nishmat ukeimei, and he shechts the kone, so the halacha is his own supposed. Even though, the kone was not nekam keimei, if the whole reason as to why it's Iko is possible is because the mitzias, it's impossible to make a good shrite, when it's detached, you know, when it's not, even in Kene, and when it's detached, it keeps on moving, it's been clear, it's impossible to make a good shrite. So then it should be possible only if the shrite is realized in that semen that is shaky. But it doesn't stand in one place. But if one semen is shaky, is nishmat, and the other one not, why should the two of equal apply? So we have to say, Iko, because of his special Aloch Lameshim Sinai. But Aloch Lameshim Sinai is based upon the fact that Aloch Lameshim Sinai declares that when the Shchite and Yud Shchite, if both Simonim are in a steadfast position, but if one of the Simonim is in a shaky position, let's say it was Nishmat Mekene, it doesn't stand in a place, so then the shchite, even in the other simon, is possible. Not because b'mitzias he didn't realize the shchite. That's the halacha of the Shmita. So the mele, the old Hashulchan says as follows in Sirat Rambam. Since the Rambam says in the Tshuva, that the simonim themselves are not mechuber to the Lechi Atachte, only the Tubetz Aveshet. But in view of the fact that the veshet is connected to the Tubetz Aveshet, that's the reason as to why it's called Tubetz Aveshet. Tubetz Aveshet means the forecourt of the veshet. And the kone is also mechuber. Is also mechuber, adjacent twice. So it is mechuber to the veshet. So if, let's say, the Tubetz Aveshet will be detached, will be torn away from the Lechi Atachte, so then the result will be that the simoni will become shaky. So the mele is the psul of Iko. So the Gemara is the kasha, with a proper kasha masnis, little lech atach ni kosher. But Iko simoni, so bishle masnis la podole kasha. Hodi ikar ikure. So hodi ikar ikure means, that's how the Orach Shulchan explains the Gemara according to Rambam Shita. Hordikei Kovel means that the Tzovetz Aveshet was completely detached from the Lechet Achte. So if it is completely detached, then there is no steadfast position in the Simonim. Then it's completely shaky. There is no steadfastness in the Simonim. Because the Simonim are connected with the Tzovetz Aveshet, and if the Tzovetz Aveshet is completely detached from the Lechia Tachte, then there is no steadfastness in the Simonim. So that's ego. But Nita Lechia Tachte is kosher. When does it say Nita Lechia Tachte is kosher? When it wasn't completely removed. When the Tovetz Aveshet was not completely removed. But the only half of the Tovetz Aveshet was detached from the Lechia Tachte. The literal meaning of Igamigume means carved out. That's according to everybody. That's the literal meaning. But what did it mean it was carved out? In other words, if only half of the Tovetz Aveshet was detached from the Lechia Tachte. So there is enough steadfastness in the Simonim so that Shechita could be realized. This is what the Rambam says. Avo in Nitala Tachte Kinshin Nikmam and became a simoni, veloy nekhu. What did it mean, veloy nekhu? It wasn't detached completely. Harizimuteres. All right. Now, in Perik Tes, simonim shenidaldelu rubon trei va'apilu shaloi machmas nefil. V'apilu shaloi machmas nefil. So what does it mean? Simonim shemizbalgu lehubon treike. So in accordance with the Tshuves Rambam to Chachmeluni, that the simonim are kept in their position also by virtue of their connection with certain chumim shebitzavo, with certain veins in the tzavo, membranes in the tzavo. They are held in their position, and when this is loosened, this connection of the Kulim Shemitzavo is loosened, so then they are shaken. So, Simonim Shemitzavo Lohubon, Simonim Shemitzavo Lohubon is treife, means, if their chibur, their attachment in the Tzavo is loosened, so Mele, it's not a Mibim Keme. It's not a Mibim Keme. Vichayin Niskaplu. So what it means, Vichayin Niskaplu? So this is what the Rambam explains. Hodiit Palit Pule. So it's also Osea. So what does Niskaplu mean? Niskaplu means that if, as a result of the full detachment of the Tovetz Aveshet from the Lechia Tachte, so Mimele, since the Simonim, the Veshet is connected to the Tovetz Aveshet. Once the Tovetz Aveshet is completely torn away from the Lechia Tachte, so what happens? Let's say if this will be the Veshet, and this will be the top, will be the Tovetz Aveshet. And suppose the Tovetz Aveshet is completely detached. So then it will fold. It will. So you get foldings. So that's Niskaplu. The Chayin Niskaplu. As a result of the Tovetz Aveshet becoming completely detached from the Lechia Tachte. So it will be difficult to realize the Shlit. In other words, the position of the Simonim will be shaky. There won't be any steadfastness in the Simonim. So then it's equal. Not really. Aber im Mispare rief da was a Rishet in Alechi Hariz Muteres. But suppose that not the whole Tabitz Aveshet is detached from the Lechi, but just the whole Tabitz Aveshet. So then there is enough steadfastness maintained in the Simoni, so a good Shrite could be realized. This is how the Orach Shulchan explains himself. I think that this fits, the word Meshilas HaRambam very well. Alright. Upsukas HaGageres. Tone. Kamo Upsukas HaGageres. So Birubo. Now if the windpipe is severed, Birubo, so then it's also the Hamabo, the Hamabo, Rabama, Revuvio, the Amro, Rey, Halo. Now let's say if this is the windpipe, and the windpipe has, we learned, so it has many rings, cartilage rings around it. So suppose now, and the rings do not encircle the whole egg, but rib of the egg. So suppose this is the ring, and then this is a ring that encircles the corner. So in other words, so the question is, when it says Chukas Agajeres Birubo, Bihamo Bubo, Ravoma Revuvio. Revuvio. Revuvio means the rove of the outer circumference. The rove of the outer circumference. So Beamrilo Revcholo. Revcholo means the rove of the inner circumference. Now suppose he cuts it. He cuts it, let's say, from here to here. He makes a cut from here to here. So that will not constitute a rove of the inner circumference, you see. In view of the fact that the outer, the ring, the cartilage ring that encircles the cone, the windpipe, so it doesn't encircle it completely, but just rove of the cone. So we may suppose he cuts it from here to here, so then it will constitute a cut in the rove of the outer circumference, but it will not constitute a cut of the rove of the inner circumference of the inner egg. So this is what Bihamogubo Ravoma Revuvio means as long as a cut is realized. If a cut is realized if it is severed in the rove of the outer circumference, so it's just, even though it's a mute or a half of the inner circumference, so it's also already the amrelo roif chalo. So in other words, the amrelo is a maker, the one who says revuvio means the outer circumference. So that is, so he is a machna. The amrelo roif chalo, so he is a maker. Now you look at Rashi. Revuvio yeshemrim revivadeif nafal pishul yigiel chol. So there was a pshat of yeshemrim, but that's a difficult pshat. That the one who says revuvio, he means even if it was just the Ubi Hadeife, and though it did not penetrate into the Chol, so that is impossible, because how could the Gageres be more Chomo than the Veshet? Vishivushu dim kein Chom rakonim na Veshet, dilu Veshet, nika, ei rachitzim loi rapim mikosha jinakim v'cholo. So by Gageres too, only when it's minukev to the chol. Revuvio kaleima ki misharinon rubo, pe revuvio misharinon. Viuve hakone lehani meir utzavo, di umarish lchoze havere, chorecha atzavo, havarecha vakone, uve atzavo koronam uve hakone. Vishio ze nimdat uve hatnuch. What it mean uve hatnuch? As I said here, so when you have the ring that encircles it, so that's the tnuch, you see, the ring. The outer circumference. So the Ubi Atzavo Koranamu Bakon Bishiozen in the Ubi Atnuf, the Kingdom Shiagir Lechotzi Holo, have revivio in Mount Fanis, Bacholo, the Shiv Nakone of Milo, Utsaratsavo Reno Kumdak, Ustomach Shivsa Kono Milo Matunisa, Umane Ubi Atnuf Lashlimo Lerubo, Lashlimo Lerubo, Avopi, Shebimuta Tachtena Lechotzi Acholo. So the Amrelo Reif Chalo. So one says, no, that if the outer circumference, the rove of the outer circumference was Nifsa, but it doesn't constitute the rove of the inner circumference, so then So then, it's not awesome. It's not possible. Hayim suka se kageres de asoel kamei de rab. Yossi mikobodi ko berei vuvie. So he was bedik berei vuvie. In other words, to determine as to whether the rope of the outer circumference was severed. Omulei, Rav Kana v'Rav Asa l'Rav, l'matono Rabbeinu b'Rev Chalolo. So why are you so machmir? So in other words, only if the rope of the inner circumference is severed, then it's possible. But just because the rope of the outer circumference is severed, so it's not possible. Shadrali kami de Rabbi Barachon. What copy Rev Chalolo? So Rabbi Barachon was making, and he was beidik it, and since the rope of the inner circumference was not severed, so b'achshere was not. Then b'zobe b'nei, and then he bought the bosor b'tleisar istere pshite bisre. So the bosor, the bisre, he bought in the value of tleisar sloy midine. So 13 in the value he bought of the bosor of that behemoth, he bought in the value of 13 sale midine. There is a sale atzure and there is a sale midine. How did Rabbi Bachone do it? In other words, Rav was already made it in the outer circumference. So, and that behemoth, so the Targeres was severed in the rope of the outer circumference. But it wasn't severed in the rope of the inner circumference. So it was matir, v'chochem she'oseh, v'atayin chochem she'tine chavir ha'shoyerim, le'hatir. Eich ha'chochem she'tine chavir ha'shoyerim, le'tayir, osa le'chavir ha'shoyerim, le'hatir. So how did Rabbi Bachone, how is Rabbi Bachone make here when Rav was already machmir? Shana hoka hoche, the Rav l'osa meisa. Because Rav didn't pass in as yet, he tried. In other words, they saw. Rav Kana and Rav Asa, they saw that Rav was measuring. He was trying to measure the outer circumference. So they understood, why does he measure the outer circumference? Why doesn't he measure the inner circumference? So they deduced that he is ready to pass on the basis of the rope of the outer circumference. So before he even passed in the Shaila, they said to him, no. So then Rav himself decided he wouldn't pass. And he sent it away to Rabbi Bachone. So Memele, so there was no psak. In other words, the aloche of Chochem she'osar v'chavir ha'shoyer l'hatir is only shayach if a psak by one chochem, by the first chochem, was spelled out. But suppose if the shayla comes before a second chochem, and the second chochem knows that the first chochem was disposed as, but he didn't as, he was just disposed as, but he refrained, you know, from pronouncing this psak. So then, the second chochem has a right to pronounce it psak, just because the first chochem was disposed as, it doesn't mean that the second chochem cannot be matir. You see? Shana hoche v'rav l'osam is. Rav l'osam is. What does it mean l'osam is here? Doch ha'be boilim. Doch ha'be boilim miftik v'rei buvye. V'lishafku talmudim v'shadu v'kam edera. Now the more as the kashi, chiv v'deir v'chochom, heiche ochel v'nei. In other words, there is a midas chasidus, that's not a din. I mean, what? There is a midas chasidus that when a shayla is presented, before a chochom, and then the chochom thinks about it, and is matter it, so of course, everyone is allowed to rely on the psak of the chochom. even though he worked very hard, the Chochem worked very hard before he was Matre. But there is a Midas Chassidus that once it was a, it involved a certain Shire, and the Chochem himself had to think about it, even though he passed in Kleheter. But Bal Nefesh should not eat on it. Should not eat on it. Unless it is a double portion, you know. Sometimes, you know, somebody has the shayla that it does not even have to be considered a double portion. I mean, so then it's not shayach to say just because the sheol didn't know anything, then yes, so no one is allowed to eat of that behemoth. But if it involved the shayla, but the chochem was matter, so there is a midas chasidus. Bal Nefesh, he shouldn't eat of it. Now, this was a controversial question. It wasn't a double portion. It wasn't a double portion. In other words, you see Rav Lechatchila try to measure the outer circumference, and then Rav Machone ultimately was matter. So it was a controversial question. But there was a psak ultimately later. So it's muter, but for Rabbi Barachone, it didn't befit Rabbi Barachone to partake of it. There is a midas chassides not to partake of a behemoth that involved a controversial question. So veichal v'chim deira v'chochom v'chochom v'nei v'oksim v'ziposik v'yecheske ואם ירד השם הריקים, ונינף שלו יתומו ומבילו טריפו ואכלתי מנוראי, ועד עתו וליבו בפי פסר פיקוס או פיגו. So, אם ינף שלו יתומו, כבר נתייחס כרגילי, שלו ירדתי מיין מועד לא יתומו בלילה, ומבילו טריפו ואכלתי שלו יאכלתי בוסו קייס קייס מיילו. In other words, קייס קייס means slaughter, slaughter. In other words, if the behavior, if one is afraid, that behemoth might die. Now it's not a treifel, but it's a misikemes. So it's muteres, but it's not the proper thing to partake of a misikemes. Is if it is the kind of a behemoth that you say slaughter, slaughter. In other words, hurry up. If you wait too long, so it will die. It will be a behemoth. So there is a midas chassides not to eat of that kind of a behemoth. Like that way. So. ולוי בו בפי פסר פיגו שלא יכלתי מבהימו שאירו בחוכם. So to its muter, as long as the chochom's ultimate psak was leheta. But there is a midas chassides not to partake of that way. משום הנוסן אמרו שלא יכלתי מבהימו שלא יהוא מומד ניסרו. If the matris wound, they were not taken off. Even though there is no iser of devil, in a behemoth, just a mitzvah, so the male alpidin, you are allowed to eat. Because if you don't take off the matnes kuhuna of the behemoth, or that's the behemoth, Israel, Chayayim, the Kebo, so then you are mevatel an esek. But the reason, it's not like tvue, you know, you don't take off tvume, so then the male it's tov. Here it's just a mitzvah. But there is a midas chassides not to partake of a behemoth, of which the matnas kuhune were not taken off. Not yet. But anyway, so among the various things is mentioned, if shall we ochalti, shall we go, shall ochalti be behim or sheir bachochom. So how did Rabbi Barachone buy of that meat? He himself was the chochem who passed him, but it involved a controversial question. So the Mele, he shouldn't have done it, Misak Milas, yes. Hane Mele, Milsen Italia Bislon, Rabbe Baba Chone, Agmoresok. So in other words, the plain pshat in the Gemara is, that when do we say there is a Milas Chassides, not to partake of a behemoth that involved a controversial question, even though the psak of the Chochem was Leheter, that is, if the psak was based upon svar, but if the psak was based upon a kapole, because a certain haloche, so then there is nothing wrong, given from the point of view of the chassidus, in partaking. it involved a controversial question because there were many Jews who didn't know of that halacha. So maybe it's all right. Hashem came if the psak is not based upon a din mifurash, but it's based upon svore of mitam yilsel and milse, these things, or upon a certain kind of observation. Rashi says certain kind of maris. Certain kind of mares, so there is a midas chasides, not to be ahead, not to be ahead. Now, and here Rav Achone's psak was not based upon svore. It's not on basis of svore that Rav Achone said that even if the robe of the outer circumference is severed, as long as the rope of the inner circumference is not separate, it's chair. He had that kabul. Alright, now, let's see the Rashi. The Talib is wrong. The also make this week a dream of the Habis Warren Ali. Roche Rabbi Agmere. So we saw it, so you can rely on it. Doch ich komme rabbi, die Psyche sagt, ich gehe aus der Rechor, Mils, die Talib ist vor, for example, gemakif in der Rehe, die ich, wie mein Mann, die um den Lidmech, also sie schaff hier. In other words, when there is some question as to one way, it's the way of one way, whether it's a good mare or not a good mare, and then you compare it with the mare of another rehe that is definitely chero. So then, and you say, since the other rehe is certainly chero, so memele, and this looks exactly like the other rehe, so this rehe is also chero. Well, there it could be a mistake, you know. Because it's not so easy to determine that this mare is exactly like another mare. Sometimes there might be a difference that one doesn't see. So then there is a necessity. Like you read it, you have to say, Shapiach, my tam yom bisra, my tam yom chrede, my tam yom bise, my tam yom rike, the gimnai chere, sometimes it's yellow, so the question is it yellow? So the Chochem says it is yellow, so the mele, So then, there is a Mercedes. We can now train this. From Shod and Teyed Marisea, Mishim Choshode, the Lulimre Mishim Bishabe. Now, Rabbi, we take to call Mishim Choshode. How would Rabbi Barachone allowed to buy of the meat in the value of 13 sloyim, but Mishim Chashadi should refrain from it. Himself was the Pesach. So some people might say, oh, the reason is why Rabbi Barachone was Mekir. He had an ulterior motive, Rabbi Barachone. Because he wanted the meat. He liked the meat. You see that he bought, I mean, from the same meat. So, he take you show in Tanya, Donas Adin, זיקו וחייב טימי וטיה עושה ואיטיה וכן מידים שהעידו כולם רשוי ומנדים על הנמילה או אבו נחקום רשוי מכך אבו לא יחום וחכומים הרחק נחיו נדים so in other words so מצד הרחק נחיו he's not allowed to do it so here too מצד הרחק נחיו so he should not be allowed to do it הנמילה so the more you get it הנמילה מילה must be משומת When do we say that the diet should not be nene from the subject matter of his psak? Because people might be mechanen after him, because halchik nachio, that is, if it is appraised, mashein kei, when it's sold by weight, so then people are not going to be mechanen after. כי הוד רבי שורת ריפתי, ביזור במילי, ביז אומר לי בס, רב חיזדה, אבי שורת בוכה, מי פאדר, אני צריך להיות, כי הוד רבי, should be the years, חי ביזה בריף ובראש, not rabbi, there is a riot, because his wife was בס רב חיזדה, so רבי's wife was בס רב חיזדה, not rabbi's wife. So, Omalei Basra Friz de Abe, when my father, Shore Buche, when his mother prayers, prayer behemo, on the basis of whom, the law is of Omalei Bisra. So he himself didn't buy of that meat, of that prayer that he was mother. Why? Because people shouldn't be mechamen after it. So how is it that you buy it? Omale, omalo, hanem mile buche. The ashumem is dabe. So that's only your father didn't use the meat that he was of the prayer that he was matir, because that was sold by appraisement, by assessment. So there could be a rimun after it. But the hoche mitaklem buche, what's my weight? So what kind of rinun could there be? What kind of rinun could there be? In other words, that because this meat, in other words, how could people be meranin after me? I buy a standard weight for a standard price. So why should people be meranin after me and say, I was matter the prayer because of an ulterior motive, because I wanted to have the meat for myself. I could go to the market and buy the same kind of meat. It's a fixed price and a fixed weight. I mean, it's not on the basis of shume. There couldn't be anything. But what kind of rinun could there be? Because people could say, all right, in the market you wouldn't get such a good piece of meat. And this meat was very good, good quality. So he says, no. Every day when I buy meat, I always buy the best quality meat. So maybe people couldn't be Miranin after me. Alright. Now, the case is, Hichar Vidoche, Votanye, Chochom Shetime, Vim Teima, the Likamon Gabahu Machte, the Shtakach Bissin Pune, the Chvede. It was found in the veins of the river, a little, Hune Marbrid Ravide Tovim, Ravade Baal, Yume Machsh. So the question is over there too, Chochom Shosa, מחביר אשר אחד ויש לימר דיהוסום אגמורי סומך כדאמרינם בסייף פרק בייס דניב. So in other words, so what does Tesha say? That when do we say that חוכם שעושה אי חביר אשר לחתיר if the second חוכם passes on the basis of סבור? So then we say חוכם שעושה אי חביר אשר לחתיר Hashem Kini, he passes on the basis of Kabbalah. So then, even though the first Chochem was Eiseir, but the second Chochem is a Kabbalah, so it can still be Matir. He can still be Matir. This is what Eiseir says. Sag Morasom, so Mele, according to that Teretz and Eiseir, so then there is another pshat in this book. How did Rashi explain this Gemara? Rashi explained, when the Gemara has the Kashi, how could Rabbi Bachone be Matir? How could the Gemara here has two Kashis? First of all, how could Rabbi Bachone be Matir after Rav Aser? So the Gemara's Teretz was, Rav never answered. He tried to answer, and then he sent away, he submitted a question to Rabbi Bachone. Then the Gemara has another Kashi, but how could Rabbi Bachone himself eat of the meat when he himself was, when he himself passed meat, it involved a controversial question. So there is a mitzvah success not to eat of a behemoth that involved a controversial question. So on that kashe, the Gemara says, "Hani mila milsin tali b'svore." Rabbi Bachone Agmorasom. So Rashi explains Agmorasomach. So the middle of the mitzvah success doesn't apply. So Rashi doesn't say that as it carries on the first kashe. But as it tells us on the second kash, but according to Tesis, so the whole aloche of Chochem Shosa, a chavir rashoil hatir, applies only, the whole aloche of Chochem Shosa, a chavir rashoil hatir, applies only to the case where the Chochem Sheni passes on the basis of Svore. But if the Chochem Sheni passes on the basis of Kabbalah, then Chochem Shosa Chavir Ashoilat. So Mimele, we have to say that when the Gemara says now Hanem Milen Milzen Tali Bisvore Rav Bachone Agmore Somach, so the Gemara is saying it not only as it tells on the second kasha. How could Rabbi Bachone eat of the meat that involved his own psak? But it's also in Teretz on the first kashya. is also you don't have to resort to the first Teretz. That even, so in other words, now the Gemara is saying that even if Rav had Asad, so Rav Bachone still would have had the right to be Matia. Because Rav Bachone based his Pesach on the based Pesach on Kabbal. Alright. ויש למה דוס מהגמור הסוף, כי דברו עם סיפר ילמיד, גביהותי, דייס איז דומה לי כמה דרבה באחון, so she had the kesef, ילתי, the wife of Rav Nachman, so she didn't want to show it to Rav Nachman, so she showed it to Rav Nachman, so he was mitamel the kesef, I says, כמה דרבה ביצור בביהודי, so then, after Rav Nachman asked it, so she brought it, she showed it to Rav Nachman ביהודי, בדוח הלום, and he was mitayar the kesef, he was matter. Uporech alei mechocham shetimei, in chavoyer ashoi mitayar. So how was Rabbi Tzov Rav Yehuda allowed to be mati of the shayle of the kesef after Rabbi Bachone asadet? Shanei.